This is Montana Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Edward O'Brien with Montana Morning News. This week, more voices came out in support of canceling oil and gas leases in the Badger 2 Medicine area of the Lewis and Clark National Forest. Corin Cates Kearney reports.
19 retired U.S. Forest Service leaders have sent a letter to the Secretaries of Interior and Agriculture urging for the cancellation of the 18 remaining leases. The rest of the 81 original leases have been let go by their holders. Those leaseholders were compensated and given money from private groups, says former Lewis and Clark National Forest Supervisor Gloria Flora.
But I believe that for the remaining leaseholders, it's a matter of principle. It has nothing to do with economic viability or really, you know, discovering a vast gas field.
Offers to remaining leaseholders to buy out or swap land for their leases have been turned down, says Flora. She signed the letter supporting lease cancellation. The leases are on land considered sacred by the Blackfeet tribe. Lawyers representing one of the remaining leaseholders, Solonex, have said their client has a property right on the land and should be allowed to use their lease. Gloria Flores says it's likely that if the remaining leases are canceled, the leaseholders will receive some kind of compensation that will be worked out with the Interior Department. The Interior Department has been ordered by a federal judge to decide whether to cancel or move forward with the leases held by Solonex by November 23rd. That decision is likely to set precedent for all remaining leases. I'm Corin Cates Kearney, Montana Public Radio.
The State Health Department is trying to determine the best way to spend a $250,000 appropriation to help prevent suicide among Native American youth. The agency is asking tribes how they would like to see the money spent. The tribes have until November 10th to submit final recommendations. The Montana Suicide Review Team says 21 Native Americans in Montana completed suicide last year. The Chippewa Cree Tribe of the Rocky Boys Reservation is working to prevent suicide by getting its young people involved in their culture and the land. Jane Eagleman with the Chippewa Cree Suicide Prevention Task Force says the goal is to produce activities that create wellness. State Tribal Relations Interim Committee member said yesterday the Chippewa Cree effort is a good example for other tribes to follow. A coroner's jury has determined that police were justified when they shot and killed an armed burglary suspect outside a Billings hospital in January. The Billings Gazette reports that Yellowstone County Attorney Scott Twido says he'll respect the jury's decision in the death of John Marshall. Witnesses said police ordered Marshall to drop his gun before he was shot. Governor Steve Bullock has appointed a Kalispell attorney to replace a Flathead County District Judge who retired in August. The Flathead Beacon reports attorney Amy Eddy will serve out the remainder of 72-year-old District Judge Ted Limpus's term. Eddy must then run for election in the primary and general elections next year. Wildlife officials have now suspended the search for a black bear that attacked an 85-year-old woman near Kalispell. Barbara Pashka died of her injuries several days after the attack. The Flathead Beacon reports investigators captured and euthanized two bears following the incident. The bears were later determined not to have been involved in the fatal attack. Government investigators squarely blamed the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency for a 3-million-gallon wastewater spill from a Colorado gold mine, saying a cleanup crew rushed its work and failed to consider the complex engineering involved, triggering the very blowout it hoped to avoid. The Interior Department probe concludes that the spill that fouled rivers in three states would have been avoided had the EPA team checked on water levels before digging into the mine. The Associated Press obtained the investigation's finding on the August 5th spill prior to their public release yesterday. The 132-page report has implications across the United States, where hundreds of thousands of abandoned mines have yet to be cleaned up. The Obama administration's signature climate change rule will be published in the Federal Register today. As Inside Energy's Emily Guerin reports, that opens the door for lawsuits from states unhappy with the plan.
Under the rule, states will have to cut carbon dioxide emissions from power plants. That will be hard in places where a lot of power comes from coal. Attorneys general in Wyoming, North Dakota, and Colorado say they'll sue over the plan. But in a press conference on Thursday, the EPA's Janet McCabe seemed unfazed.
The power plan is based on a sound legal and technical foundation. and it was shaped by extensive input from states, industry, energy regulators, health and environmental groups, and members of the public.
States have until next September to come up with a plan to comply with the rule, unless they apply for an extension. For Inside Energy, I'm Emily Guerin.
Montana Attorney General Tim Fox has said he's not happy with the Clean Power Plan, but has not yet announced plans to sue over it. Faculty members at Montana State University have voted down a proposal to launch a hospitality management degree, effectively killing the program. The Bozeman Daily Chronicle reports the Faculty Senate voted 12-16 against a proposed bachelor's degree in hospitality management and an associate's degree in culinary arts at two-year Gallatin College. Provost Martha Potvin says without the Faculty Senate's approval, the proposal would not go before the Board of Regents. Faculty members say core programs such as engineering, business, and math are understaffed, and funds should instead go to existing programs, not new ones. Thanks a lot for listening. For Montana Headline News, I'm Edward O'Brien.